Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode number 87 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T wrestling podcast for today, the same day, Thursday, January 25th, 2018. And we got WWE Royal Rumble preview and predictions. So, big things for the Royal Rumble, guys. We're going to be talking about it, and I hope you guys are here with us to learn all about it. I'm going to be breaking it all down for you. And I'm sure you guys know already, before we get into anything else about the Royal Rumble, we gotta do the introduction from none other than the man himself, Mr. EC3, Ethan Carter III, the two-time TNA Impact Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion. So there we go. Let's turn it on over to EC3, and we'll hear from him. And then I will be right back with you guys to break down the Royal Rumble and tell you exactly who I think the big winners and the big losers are going to be. And also, I got news on where the 2019 Royal Rumble is going to be held. So please stay tuned with me on that. And Royal Rumble preview and predictions coming up next. But first, here's EC3, everybody. Don't go away.
Hello, this is EC3 of TNA Wrestling, and you are so very fortunate because you are watching Beyond the Ring with Big T.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We just heard from the man himself, Mr. EC3, Ethan Carter III, the two-time TNA Impact Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion. And just like I always say, thank you very much, EC3, for that wonderful intro. I greatly appreciate it. I can't even begin to explain how much it's helped out the show, my friend. Alright, guys. Let's move on to our next order of business. This is something that I, I've been pushing for a while, and I just, I want this to get noticed. I want this to get trending. I want this to get around. There's Pretty, and Pretty was my little girl, my little, furry family member, you know, and her life was taken due to a careless veterinarian's negligence. The veterinarian is Dr. Joseph Doles of the Pet Hospital Wilby in Lake County, Ohio. So if you guys are in the Lake County, Ohio area, please don't go to the Pet Hospital of Willoughby. No family members. You can see what a gorgeous little kitty Pretty is over here. And, hashtag justice for Pretty is actually a really important hashtag because it's not just about standing behind Pretty. It's about standing behind all of our furry little four-legged friends and family members all throughout the country because they don't have a voice. They can't speak for themselves. And it's like there's no laws in place, like with what happened to Pretty. You know what? The vet just walks. Well, you know what? I believe that laws need to be put in place in all states. And, you know, people need to be able to stand up and speak for these furry little family members because they can't speak for themselves. And that's what hashtag justice for Pretty is all about. So, it's really important. Please use the hashtag justice for Pretty. Get it trending all over the internet, all over social media, everywhere you could possibly think of. Hashtag justice for Pretty. Get it trending right now. And thank you guys very much. All right. So now moving on to some self-promotion of the podcast and the YouTube channel as well. As I said, this is episode number 87 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast. So people on iTunes are listening to this. I'll describe this for the people on iTunes. For those of you that are listening on iTunes, You know, you could go on over to my YouTube channel where I do all my Raw reviews, SmackDown reviews, all kinds of good stuff, and subscribe there absolutely free and all that good stuff. It doesn't cost you anything. And for those of you that are listening on YouTube, if you're watching this live on YouTube right now, go on over to the audio podcast and subscribe there and leave a 5-star rating. It greatly helps out the podcast. And, you know, a brand new episode will be downloaded to your device of choice and every new episode is uploaded. And it's all free, so what could be better than that? So on YouTube, the links for my audio podcast is linked down in the description. Go and check it out, guys. As well as, and that's on iTunes and Podomatic, so go and check that out. Check out my website, www.beyondtheringwithbigt.com. And if you want to get in touch with me on social media, you can leave a like on Facebook at Beyond the Ring with Big T. You can like me on there. On Twitter, you can follow me at Beyond the Ring BT. And on Instagram, you can follow me at Beyond the Ring with Big T. So all kinds of good stuff there. Check out that social media stuff. If you missed all for the YouTube years, if you missed my Raw and SmackDown reviews over the last couple weeks, all my Wrestling World Stories episodes with Mr. Bill Onton, everything's linked down below. And for those of you on iTunes, if you haven't got a chance to listen to Wrestling World Stories with Bill, I'm going to be uploading all those episodes to iTunes for you guys to listen to as well. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. It's a great show and honestly, my favorite thing to do on the channel and I'm very proud of it. So, if you guys missed my NXT TakeOver preview predictions, got that link down below, go and check that out. And, for those of you on iTunes, if you missed the NXT TakeOver preview predictions, go and check it out. It's up there now. And now we're moving on to Royal Rumble preview and predictions. So, very entertaining day, guys. Lots of stuff going on. Now, let me reveal to you guys, before we get into the predictions and, you know, all this stuff. I know I've been teasing it for a whole day now. I've been saying, well, I'm going to tell you on Royal Rumble preview and predictions. Where is the 2019 Royal Rumble going to be? Where is it going to be? Where is it going to be? And I told you I will tell you. So actually, I'm looking up. I'm looking up here to try to find that story for you guys. I know where it is, but I want to read the story in full. The 2019 Royal Rumble. I'm just so excited. And, you know, beyond that, hearing where the 2019 Royal Rumble is going to be, we also found out today that the XFL is coming back. I mean, lots of stuff going on. Aren't you guys excited? I mean, a lot of stuff in the world of wrestling. So let me, still looking for this. Why is it, it's like when you look for something, you know, that's when you can't find it. It sucks. Alright, where is it for crying out loud? And I found this so easily yesterday too. And now today it wants to give me a problem. I should have just saved the damn thing. You know what? Here we go. Royal Rumble 2019 official announcement, guys. See, I knew I would find it eventually. It's right here. Are you guys ready? Do you want a drum roll? Is the anticipation getting to you? The 2019 WWE Royal Rumble. I know it's a year away, but here we go. It was revealed yesterday that the 2019 WWE Royal Rumble will be held at Chase Field, in Phoenix, Arizona, the home of the Arizona Diamondbacks baseball team, on Sunday, January 27, 2019. This is the first time that the Rumble will be held inside a Major League Baseball stadium. The company is expecting more than 40,000 fans for the Rumble. There will also be a WWE NXT TakeOver event that Saturday, plus Raw and SmackDown events in Phoenix at the nearby Talking Stick Resort Arena. Now, here's all the dates, here's all the news. WWE announced today that Chase Field in Phoenix will host a Rumble on Sunday, January 27, 2019. This marks the WWE's debut at Chase Field and the first time that the Royal Rumble will be held at a baseball stadium. In addition, as part of Royal Rumble weekend in Phoenix, we'll host NXT TakeOver Monday Night Raw and SmackDown Live at the Talking Stick Resort Arenas. Here's the key dates. Saturday, January 26th, NXT TakeOver at Talking Stick Resort Arena. Sunday, January 27th, Royal Rumble at Chase Field. 28th, Monday Night Raw at the Talking Stick Resort Arena. And Tuesday, January 29th, SmackDown Live at the Talking Stick Resort Arena. Now, additional dates, including ticket availability and travel packages, will be announced in the near future. Now, as far as the Royal Rumble 2018, it takes place this Sunday, January 20, 2018, at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. The event, which streams live around the world on the WWE Network, will feature a 30-man Royal Rumble match, and for the first time in WWE history, a 30-woman Royal Rumble match, with the winners of both matches receiving championship opportunities at WrestleMania 34 on Sunday, April 8, 2018 in New Orleans. Other matches include Brock Lesnar defending his WWE Universal Championship in a triple threat match against Braun Strowman and Kane. WWE Champion AJ Styles defending his WWE title in a 2-on-1 handicap match versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Raw Tag Team Champion Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan defending their titles against Sheamus and Cesaro, and SmackDown Tag Team Champions The Usos going up defending their titles against Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin, plus more. So, Royal Rumble 2019, there's all the events, there's everything confirmed. By the way, I do have a live chat window for those of you on YouTube. I'll be opening that shortly. I'm just going through these, this article real quick because I wanted to read it. I also have a few more news and notes about the Royal Rumble. So, hang tight with me here. I have news regarding Ronda Rousey. Will she be in the Royal Rumble? Is Ronda Rousey going to appear for the first time in a WWE ring on Sunday night for the Royal Rumble? Will it happen? Will it finally happen? Well, I have the answers for you here, and I'm gonna read them to you. All right, first off, let me see here. Ronda Rousey, actually, I believe, from what I'm seeing in this report, she did confirm it herself. So, let's go. This is on WrestlingInc.com, written by Joshua Gangon. Ronda Rousey on why she will not be in the Women's Royal Rumble matchup. As noted, rumors continue to swirl about UFC champion Ronda Rousey joining WWE imminently and potentially making her debut at the Royal Rumble this Sunday. Betting sites currently have Rousey listed with the best odds of winning Sunday's Women's Royal Rumble match. Today, TMZ Sports caught up with Ronda Rousey at the airport and asked about her making an appearance in the Women's Royal Rumble match this Sunday. Rousey responded that she would not even be in the country as she is headed to Colombia to finish shooting the movie Mile 22. Rousey says, "I appreciate everyone's confidence, but I am actually leaving to Colombia right now to finish shooting Mile 22 and will not be back until mid-February, Rousey said. I appreciate you saying that, and it is a real honor to hear it. Rousey was asked what it felt like to already have a target on her back in the WWE, noting the recent comments from WWE Raw Women's Champion Alexa Bliss, who scoffed at the idea of someone taking her title and saying, good luck to Rousey. Rousey didn't seem fazed, responding that she is working on other projects at the moment, while also noting that she has not signed with the WWE. Rousey says that is really, regarding Alexa, that is really sweet of her to say, I got other stuff to do right now. Rousey replied, no, I have not signed yet, regardless to what anyone said. No pen to paper for me. Now, Wrestling Inc. President Raj Geary took part in yesterday's media call with Triple H and asked if Rousey did come to the WWE, would it be a full-time thing or a short-term relationship? Triple H says, we had discussions and talked about a million different things, Triple H said. The point I've shared before is kind of where we are at with sharing it. We're interested. We've had back and forth conversations. We're busy. She's busy. Getting to the point of being able to sit down and hammer something out has not happened yet, but the interest is clearly there. Triple H continued by saying, it is funny because I see people say, oh, if she does sign with them, that is taking the place of somebody else who has been trying to do this for years. She has been training for this for a long time, Triple H said. I saw videos of her, I think, 4 years ago doing this kind of on the side when she was fighting, still kind of doing the sports entertainment thing on the side. She has been thinking about and been very serious about doing this for a long period of time. So that criticism is kind of unfounded. Because man, if she does this, when that time comes, I think she likes it to the point where it is going to be tough for her to not be all in. But we will see when we get there. I know people think because she's not fighting or whatever, she has a very busy schedule, so us sitting down and doing some things is not the fastest process on the planet. So there you go. Ronda Rousey will not be in the Women's Royal Rumble matchup this Sunday. Now that this is pretty much confirmed, at least from what it sounds like, the odds-on favorite in this match has to be Asuka. I mean, who else are you going to give it to? It's got to be Asuka. It can't be anybody else but Asuka. This is Asuka's time here. So, I don't know. I just wanted to share that with you. And also, what do you guys think about Royal Rumble 2019 going to Chase Field, home of the Arizona Diamondbacks? What do we got here? I'm looking, let's see. Lisa says, get in the kitchen and cook. Joseph Dole's DVM along with his staff needs to be investigated along with OVMLB. Dole's is 100% negligent, and I am Pretty's voice. Thank you, Lisa. Ivan Herrera, put yellow. What's up, Ivan? What's going on? Lisa says, Dole's really needs to back himself out of his negligence. Always hashtag justice for Pretty. Thank you, Lisa. Cambro, Anthony says, I'm back. Thank you guys for coming in. Now that I got all the side news and notes out of the way on WWE.com, and I'll tell you, when I read this, I got excited instantly. I pretty much had little to no interest, you know, because a lot of concern with the Women's Royal Rumble. You know how I've, you know, been feeling about that. Will they do it right? Will they not do it right? I just pray for the best. But the Women's Royal Rumble is about to get better because Stephanie McMahon to join commentary for Women's Royal Rumble match this Sunday. And I can't help but say thank God because she is something else. Raw Commissioner Stephanie McMahon announced on Wednesday via Twitter that she will be on commentary this Sunday for the first ever 30-woman Royal Rumble match. Stephanie's tweet says, announcing the first ever Women's Royal Rumble match was one of my, announcing the first ever Women's Royal Rumble match. And then she puts, was one of my all-time favorite moments in WWE, and now I'm proud to share that I will be joining the announce team for this historic match on Sunday. And only thing I gotta say is, you know, please, can someone put me in the commentary booth with Stephanie for this match? I'd love to be there. That would honestly be the best seat in the house. Let's see, a former women's champion in her own right and one of the driving forces in the WWE, driving forces of WWE, it was Stephanie who announced the unprecedented over-the-top rope contest where 30 female superstars will battle it out to earn a women's world championship opportunity on the grandest stage of them all, WrestleMania 34. Week in and week out, Stephanie is led by example, working tirelessly to help the women of the squared circle forge new ground. It is only fitting that she will now lend her voice to the action as these extraordinary competitors take the next step in the women's evolution. Alright, so don't miss the historic free-for-all Royal Rumble this Sunday at a special start time of 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, streaming live on the award-winning WWE Network. Go! Also in Stephanie's tweet, she put hashtag Royal Rumble for all and hashtag Royal Rumble. So there we go. That is, that's the one side note we have here. Now we're ready to get into the prediction part of it and then predict all these matches on the card. So let's get into that and we will talk about it. Now, as far as pre-show matches, they have nothing announced yet. So unfortunately, with what you see on the pre-show, if they add anything, chances are that I probably did not predict it here because they don't have, you know, anything else listed. I think they maybe just have the main card matches listed. Unless they are, you know, going to put one of the, or the tag title matches in the pre-show, but I don't think that would happen. Let's kick it off here match-wise with the SmackDown Tag Team Championship match. 2 out of 3 falls. Jimmy and Jay, the Usos, the SmackDown Live Tag Team Champions, defending their titles against Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin in a 2 out of 3 falls match. This I think will actually be rather good. I mean, 2 out of 3 falls with these two teams, I don't see really anything bad about it. I like the sound of it. But the whole thing is, will the match be booked correctly? You know, there's always something that we need to think about, but I could read you the stuff that WWE.com has listed about this match. They got a little bit of a backstory here. Technically, Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin already beat the Usos twice to win the SmackDown Live Tag Team titles. However, they will have to do it 2 more times. The Matt Mavens of Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable will challenge Jimmy and Jey Uso in a 2 out of 3 falls match at the Royal Rumble, bringing to a head a twisting rivalry that saw Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin take down the Usos in the waning months of 2017 before scratching and clawing their way past the rest of the tag team division to a title match on SmackDown Live. Despite defeating the Usos in that championship bout, Gable and Benjamin pinned the wrong Uso, leading to a restart of the match when a second referee pointed out the mistake to the primary official. Now, what they mean here by pinned the wrong Uso is that the Uso that was pinned was not the legal man. So, there you go. The Usos were ultimately Then when the match restarted, the Usos were ultimately able to retain the titles. And Gable and Benjamin called out the second referee in frustration the following week, only to get SmackDown Live General Manager Daniel Bryan. Instead, while the Yes Man attempted to cool Gable and Benjamin's tempers, the disappointed duo asked if they had to beat the Usos twice in one night to get the glory they deserved. And voila! Daniel Bryan's like, that's it, a 2 out of 3 falls match. There you go. And that's how we got it. So can Gable and Benjamin go the distance and finally smash down the walls of the Uso Penitentiary, or will Jimmy and Jay prove to be as unbeatable in 2018 as they were in 2017? I mean, in this match, I'm going to be straight up honest with you guys. I think it's going to be good. You know, 2 out of 3 falls with these two teams. I see good things. I'm excited to see what they have to offer. I really think the Usos are going to retain. And then I think Benjamin and Gable are going to have to move to the back of the line, and then more teams are going to move up to face the Usos. I see Jimmy and Jay retaining the SmackDown Live Tag Team Championships here. The Usos will keep their titles and move on to somebody else. But I say the Usos beat Benjamin and Gable here. Usos are still your tag team champions. Now we go from one tag team match here to actually another tag team match. Let me scroll down to this here and I'll pull it up and I'll get us going, and I'll read the little backstory to it too. Hold on here. Here it is. Alright, so now we went from SmackDown, now we move on to Monday Night Raw. We get the Raw Tag Team Championship match. Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan defend their Raw Tag Team titles against against Cesaro and Sheamus. So you got Rollins and Jordan against Sheamus and Cesaro again, the bar. How many times have we just seen this over and over again, and they gotta keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth to it? By the way, anybody that wants to leave their predictions, if you don't get them in on the live chat here, if you want to leave them in the comments section of this YouTube video, that way I can read your predictions out on the Royal Rumble review. We'll see who's got the best predictions as far as predicting the Royal Rumble. All right. So let's get into this Raw Tag Team title match and see what they have to say. So, Destiny did not quite bring them together, but the Raw Tag Team Champions, Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan, are destined to be in for an incredible fight when they defend their newly captured titles against former champions Cesaro and Sheamus at the Royal Rumble. Following the injury to Seth Rollins' Shield brother in arms, Dean Ambrose, Raw General Manager Kurt Angle chose his son Jason Jordan as the Architect's new tag team partner. And perhaps no one could have predicted that the makeshift pair would immediately take down the bar from Team Red's tag team crowns on a special Christmas night edition of Monday Night Raw. That miraculous victory did not exactly go all the way in uniting Rollins and Jordan. However, as the two superstars have somewhat struggled to gel ever since becoming champions, despite continuing to fend off the Swiss Cyborg and the Celtic Warrior. However, with a title rematch against Cesaro and Sheamus at the Royal Rumble on the horizon, can Rollins and Jordan find the rhythm they need to carry on as Raw Tag Team Champions? Or will the trust and experience between the Swiss Cyborg and the Celtic Warrior carry them back into the championship circle. Find out when the Raw Tag Team titles are defended at the Royal Rumble. Now, in this matchup, I'm a little torn on, you know, what they can do here. Because, yeah, you could have Sheamus and Cesaro, you know, win the titles back, but wouldn't you want to keep the titles on Rollins and Jordan so that way if Dean Ambrose were to come back soon, you know, Dean Ambrose could look and be like, wait, you and him actually, you got the titles. You guys are still going with these. You know, what's going on? Like, Ambrose could be somewhat jealous in a way. And plus Sheamus and Cesaro, they've ran their course. They've seen their day. They really have. I mean, at least I think so. But in this match, I'm going to go with Jordan and Rollins to retain their tag titles here. That's just how I see it. I don't know why. That's just what I feel here is going to be the situation. So we shall see whether I'm right, whether I'm wrong, who knows. But that's what we got. All right, so we got that. So far I got the Usos retaining and Rollins and Jordan retaining, so I don't see any tag title changes, you know, coming down the pike at all. So we got that. Let's see. What do we got next in our sights? We actually have a Universal Championship, WWE Universal Championship Triple Threat matchup between Brock Lesnar defending his title against Braun Strowman and Kane. Now, you want to talk about a destruction-filled match. Hopefully that will be it. That will give us all the destruction that we need, really. Let's see. I'm trying to open up their story thing here. Alright, so Universal Champion Brock Lesnar defends his title against Braun Strowman and Kane in a triple threat match. Demons and monsters and beasts. Oh my! The squared circle is certainly no stranger to the phrase, the irresistible force meeting the immovable object. However, at the 2018 Royal Rumble, not one, not two, but three immovable objects will be facing off when Brock Lesnar puts his WWE Universal Championship on the line against Braun Strowman and Kane in a triple threat matchup. Though a knockdown dragout showdown between Strowman and Kane on the December 11th episode of Raw was meant to decide Lesnar's pay-per-view opponent, which I was there for that, by the way, that was Raw in Cleveland, Raw General Manager Kurt Angle should have known that the hard-hitting bout was destined to descend into all-out chaos. On the other hand, perhaps Angle did have such an instinct because after the match ended without a winner, Angle can now offer the WWE Universe a colossal free-for-all, pitting the three forces of nature against each other in one historic clash. Now, certainly Lesnar has earned every bit of his place of prominence by out-battling some of the biggest names of WWE to stand alone at the top of the mountain. Enter Braun Strowman, an absolutely dominant superstar who's left a path of destruction in arenas all over the world. Moreover, when he battled the Beast for the Universal Championship at WWE No Mercy, there was no fear in his eyes, nor in his actions. Now, however, despite the monster among men's penchant for brutality, it would be a huge mistake to discount the 320-pound plus demon in the room. After all, Kane is the most sinister superstar in the fray and boasts an extensive history of in-ring destruction. Nothing is off limits for Kane when it comes to getting the best of his adversaries. And the ruthless Big Red Machine will certainly be at his most sadistic when battling or while battling for the Universal title. Now, the stage is now set for the three dominant monsters, but will the devil's favorite demon or the monster among men have what it takes to dethrone Lesnar, or will the conqueror vanquish his monstrous adversaries to Suplex City? Find out. Royal Rumble is this Sunday at a very special start time of 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, on streaming live on the award-winning WWE Network. All right, so triple threat match, Braun Strowman, Kane, Brock Lesnar. This one to me is very simple. Brock Lesnar is going into this match as champ. He's going out of this match as champ. And Kane is going to be the one to take the pinfall. That's the only reason why Kane is here, to have Lesnar beat him. So that way Strowman doesn't take the fall. You know, Kane takes the fall. That's all this is. Lesnar pins Kane, retains the title, moves on to the whole Roman Reigns bullshit at WrestleMania 34, which we all know that's fucking coming. Alright, so we got that. You know, I just don't know how to feel about that triple threat. I mean, you know, we've seen it. We saw Strowman face Lesnar like we talked about. We never seen Lesnar face Kane, but who the fuck wants to see Lesnar face Kane, to be honest with you? I mean, Kane? Is that the best we have is fucking Kane? I don't know. That just blows my mind a little bit. It really does. Why do they think that we want to see Kane competing for the title in 2018, for God's sakes? What in the fuck? No, I want the 2018 Royal Rumble, you friggin' assholes. They got off my page somehow. This is bullshit. Alright, I'm gonna go back on the website. Their thing fucked up. Cause I gotta get to the next match, but I gotta read their little things that they have in here that gives you like the little backstory. So the next match on the list that we have is the second title match of the night. Honestly, I'm not really extremely interested in it, but it's WWE Champion AJ Styles defending his title against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn in a 2-on-1 handicap match for the WWE Championship. So Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are claiming they'll be co-world champions. It's not going to happen. Styles is winning, but I won't get ahead of myself. Let me read the backstory. Let's see what we got here. So WWE Champion AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. 2-on-1 handicap match for the WWE Championship. Titles on the line. Now there's certainly a line between honor. WWE Champion AJ Styles is straddling that line after losing non-title singles matches to Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn on the December 26th and January 2nd editions of SmackDown Live, respectively. Thanks in large part due to interference in both bouts, the phenomenal one took drastic action and in a moment of frustration challenged his foes to a 2-on-1 handicap match. SmackDown Live General Manager Daniel Bryan thought it was a brilliant idea, not only for making the handicap match official, but announcing that the WWE title match would happen at the Royal Rumble. Much to the shock of all parties involved, including SmackDown Live Commissioner Shane McMahon, will Styles add to his incredible legacy by overcoming such a daunting challenge to retain the WWE title at the Royal Rumble? Or will Owens and Zayn continue to run roughshod over Team Blue by benefiting from their members' advantage and add the WWE Championship to their arsenal? We'll have to find out at the Royal Rumble. But for me, this is rather easy. I don't know why some people, you know, they think this is a tough match, or some people are thinking that this may go the way of Owens and Zayn to see how they would, you know, interact as co-champions, because, you know, technically they'd be co-WWE champions. I don't see this happening. I really don't. I see AJ Styles retaining this title without a doubt, and Owen should really take the fall since Zayn has been, you know, looking better here, but who knows? Who knows what they're gonna do? But AJ Styles will be walking out your WWE World Heavyweight Champion. AJ Styles is awesome, and he needs to keep that title around his waist. Now the first ever 30 woman over the top rope Royal Rumble match. Let's talk about what we got here. And I'll break it down for you and predict who I think is gonna win. So, the first ever 30 woman over the top rope, Royal Rumble match. Stephanie McMahon, of course, first came out and announced history will be made on January 28th. At the Royal Rumble event where female superstars will compete in the first ever women's Royal Rumble match. It will be made at the 30th anniversary of the Royal Rumble when the WWE Universe witnesses the first ever women's Royal Rumble match on Sunday, January 28th. It was truly an emotional moment on the December 18th edition of Monday Night Raw when Raw Commissioner Stephanie McMahon made the monumental announcement declaring that female superstars will compete for a championship opportunity at WrestleMania 34. In the historic event, the same rules that apply to the men's Royal Rumble match will apply to the women's. 30 superstars will enter one at a time, or should I say 30 women will enter one at a time at consistent intervals. An elimination occurs when a superstar is sent over the top rope with both feet touching the floor, and the last woman standing will receive a championship match at WrestleMania 34. So here's 18 women. With 30 spots available in the groundbreaking contest, the competition promises to be as fierce as it gets. 16 superstars have officially declared so far, including, well, we got Asuka, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, Sasha Banks, Nia Jax, Bayley, Naomi, Natalya, Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, Mickey James, Tamina, Lana, Carmella, Becky Lynch, Dana Brooke, and Alicia Fox. So I think we're going to see some special appearances from, like, maybe Trish Stratus, Beth Phoenix, maybe Eve Torres, Melina, I don't know, Tori Wilson, you know, somebody from the past that I think could wrestle. I think they're going to get another shot. Victoria, who used to be in wrestling, she was really good. So, I mean, there was a, we'll see what happens going forward, but the cutting edge phenomenon that is the WWE Women's Division can only be described as the women's evolution, as the incredible female athletes from Raw and SmackDown Live have made history time and time again. From the first ever women's Hell in a Cell match to the first ever women's Money in the Bank ladder match to the unprecedented Raw Women's Championship match in the Middle East. And now as the established elite talent is joined by an influx of up-and-coming superstars, the inaugural women's Royal Rumble match will undoubtedly be a can't-miss contest. Which superstar will seize the moment and book a ticket to WrestleMania 34 for a championship opportunity in championship match in New Orleans? And of Raw and SmackDown Live make history at the Royal Rumble, streaming on live on the WWE Network this Sunday at a special start time of 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Now, as far as the women's Royal Rumble match, who do I think's gonna win? With Ronda Rousey saying that she's not going to be in, and Ronda Rousey is clearly what, gonna be in Colombia? There's no other woman on this roster that should get this win except Asuka. I'd go with Asuka. I mean, I would love to see Stephanie McMahon win it more than anything, but she's going to be a commentary. So I hope they just show her a lot so I could at least look at her. But no, Asuka, I hope Asuka wins the Women's Royal Rumble and, you know, actually wins it dominantly. Make Asuka look strong. Alexa Bliss, so far I haven't heard of her defending the title at the Royal Rumble. I haven't even heard of Charlotte defending the title at the Rumble. So far they have no women's championship matches. They have no Intercontinental Championship match. They have no U.S. Championship match. Might be more matches added to the Rumble. I just don't know. There was supposed to be a Cruiserweight title match between Enzo Amore and Cedric Alexander, but you know, since the whole situation with Enzo Amore and they actually fired Enzo, you know that match ain't gonna happen, so. Let's move on to Asuka wins the first ever Women's Royal Rumble. Asuka's gotta be the one. And let's move on to the 2018 30-man over the top rope Royal Rumble matchup. 30 superstars from Raw and SmackDown Live will fight for sports entertainment immortality when the 2018 Royal Rumble match, by the way, this is the men's, the 2018 men's Royal Rumble match invades the award-winning WWE Network as part of the 30th anniversary of the winner extravaganza, with a special start time of 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific. The winner of the Massive Melee will go on to challenge for a world championship at WrestleMania 34. A tradition dating back to 1998, the Royal Rumble match starts with just two participants and new superstars entering the ring every 2 minutes. This continues until all 30 superstars have entered the bout, and then elimination occurs when a superstar is thrown over the top rope and both of his feet hit the floor. The last superstar in the ring will be declared the winner and be declared the victor and the winner of the Royal Rumble. So far, the following is the superstars that have been announced for the gigantic men's Royal Rumble. Got 17 names here. John Cena, Finn Balor, Randy Orton, Shinsuke Nakamura, The Miz, Elias, Baron Corbin, Woken Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt, Aiden English, Rusev, Titus O'Neil, Apollo Crews, Ty Dillinger, Big E, Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods. The 30th anniversary of the Royal Rumble will come to the WWE Universe from the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Sunday, January 28th, 2017. And Wells Fargo Center, as you can see, you can get your tickets now. Tickets start at $25 and are available at Wells Fargo Center box office and online. Let's see, box office and online. They start at $25. and they are available at the Wells Fargo Center box office and online at www.wellsfargocenter.com. Don't miss the wildly unpredictable Royal Rumble match. Find out who will stand tall on this Sunday at a special start time of 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, streaming live on the award-winning WWE Network. Now, also 5 p.m. Central Time, but I'm sure you all knew that. So that wraps up the Royal Rumble talk. Now, here's the biggie. Who do I think is going to win? Who do I think is going to, is going to take that step and win this match and go on to WrestleMania? Well, it's hard. It's really hard, especially this year. You pretty much got no idea really where they're going for WrestleMania. I mean, I want to see Shinsuke Nakamura take on AJ Styles for the WWE Championship more than anything. But here's a few things you got to take into consideration. First off, I'm going to say, and I believe me, I hate saying this. I actually threw up in my mouth before I started this video because I was even thinking, how am I going to say this? I firmly believe in my heart of hearts that WWE is going to pull the trigger. And I think there's two men. There's really two men that this is going to happen with. I think it's going to be John Cena or this guy is my main pick on, I think, who they're going to have win, Roman Reigns. And I'm going to explain to you why. I will explain why I feel this way. First of all, I'm sure you people have read all these reports about Vince McMahon not wanting Nakamura winning the Royal Rumble. He doesn't want Nakamura to face Styles. I guess Vince is not a big fan of Nakamura. I don't know why. Vince is absolutely insane. Now, with that being said, do you think Vince is really going to give the nod to Nakamura? I mean, Triple H could try to push for it, but will it happen? I really don't think so. Another thing you got to look at is this, okay? With Vince shooting that down, what does that leave? What does that leave? Well, it only leaves a couple more options if you really think about it. John Cena. Now, we all heard the rumors of John Cena. Reportedly, Dave Meltzer said that John Cena already has plans. His plans for WrestleMania are much bigger than the WWE Championship, and everybody believes that it's still going to be a match with The Undertaker. If Cena goes on to face The Undertaker at WrestleMania, which I hope happens, I mean, we know where that's gonna go. But here is the whole deal. SmackDown has already announced their main event for Fastlane. It's already been announced that at Fastlane in Columbus, Ohio on March 11th, there's going to be a Fatal 5-Way match with AJ Styles defending his WWE Championship against Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Randy Orton, and Shinsuke Nakamura. Fact. Now, everybody's saying, you know, with Orton RKOing Nakamura on Tuesday night, last night, or two nights ago on SmackDown, you know, people are thinking, oh, this is just for a Royal Rumble thing, but I'm kind of wondering, what if this is more than just a Royal Rumble thing? Because think about it, they're going to be in that Fatal 5-Way at Fastlane. I think they're actually starting a feud between those two for them to get Orton heel, and they're going to have a Randy Orton Shinsuke Nakamura match, even though we already saw it on free TV. Maybe they're going to bring that to fruition at WrestleMania. don't know. We really don't know. There's been rumblings of can there possibly be AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan. If AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan happens, then you're going to have the only thing I can think of, if AJ Styles would really face Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania, if Bryan would get cleared, Styles would have to lose the title to Owens and Zayn. And then what would happen is when they're co-WWE champions, with both of them being champion, you know, one's going to want to do one thing with the title, the other one would want to do another thing with it. This would cause a rift between the two, which they would fight each other to determine who would become the overall, you know, number one champion. But who knows? You know, who knows? But I'm just thinking that if you put the pieces of this puzzle together, say Taker and Cena don't face, then you're probably going to put Cena against AJ Styles, I'm assuming. They're probably going to do it. You know, Cena will get a 17 title win. There you go. They'll do it like that. Another thing you got to think of is, why do I think Roman Reigns is going to win as well? Well, you got the Elimination Chamber, which I don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to have someone defend like the Intercontinental title, or, you know, what's going to be done in that thing. But another, or will there be a WWE championship match where Brock Lesnar actually compete on the road to WrestleMania? Possibly. You got to think of this though. If SmackDown had Nakamura to win the Royal Rumble, if Nakamura was going to be the winner of the Royal Rumble, why would they have him in a Fatal 5-Way? You know, to challenge for the title. It wouldn't happen. But he's challenging for the title in a Fatal 5-Way. So, I mean, you gotta think about that. And SmackDown, usually with Fastlane. Fastlane is a pay-per-view that determines, you know, who's going to WrestleMania ultimately. They could have like a number one contenders thing. You know, like a number one contenders match or whatever going through that night. So they're going to do something along those lines to get the SmackDown opponent, I think, named then. I really believe, especially with, you know, these rumors came out in like December of 2016. And we're in January of 2018. The rumors came out a long, long time ago that WrestleMania 34 was going to be Lesnar and Reigns. So come on, guys. You really think that that Vince isn't going to do this? You don't think that Vince is going to want to make Roman look really strong going in? Like, all right, he's going to have him face Lesnar but not have him win the Rumble? You know, like people say WWE can't be this stupid after the first time Roman won. I believe they are that stupid, because I believe Vince is going to stop at nothing until Roman is wearing that title around his waist. I really firmly believe that. So I'm picking Roman Reigns. My favorite pick. If you want to throw a secondary pick in the hat, I would say John Cena. But the pick that I really want more than any other, it would be Shinsuke Nakamura, but I just feel like it's not going to happen. And as far as if AJ Styles is champion going into WrestleMania and say he doesn't face Bryan or doesn't face Cena, then who would he face? Maybe they'll have something happen with him and Nakamura. Maybe Nakamura gets screwed or something, or gets taken out of the Fatal 5-Way and they build him up as number one contender that way. They're going to do something. But I really firmly believe it's going to be Roman Reigns winning this Royal Rumble, and we got to live through that again. Another Rumble in Philadelphia. Another Roman Reigns win. And trust me, nobody's gonna be happy. But, you know, that's what we got to look forward to with this card. I'll run through my predictions one more time, what I predicted on this event. For those of you Hold on here. Was there something I missed? For those of you, because I know, you know, I travel to WrestleMania. I always try to catch WrestleMania and, you know, see it whenever I can. For the Royal Rumble, there's actually tickets, you know, that are still available now, I guess. Because it says the hold on here. Royal Rumble, I don't know why it says the 30th anniversary of the Royal Rumble. It's actually the 31st Royal Rumble, because it started in 1988, which would, you know, this would mean 31, even though it's 30 years, this would be the 31st event. It's like how WrestleMania started in 1985 and the 30th event took place on 2014. See what I mean, guys? 31st Royal Rumble will come to the WWE Universe from the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia on Sunday, January 28th, and you could get your tickets now. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania tickets start at $25 and are available at the Wells Fargo Center box office and online at www.wellsfargocenter.com. As one of the most popular pay-per-view events in WWE history, the Royal Rumble is highlighted by a 30-man Royal Rumble match featuring superstars from both Raw and SmackDown Live, with the winner receiving a world championship opportunity at WrestleMania. The event will be broadcasted around the world, streaming live on the WWE Network. The 2018 Royal Rumble marks the 30th anniversary of the prestigious event, which was first held in January 1988 at the Copps Coliseum in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Let's see. Relive incredible past Royal Rumble events now in the award, winning WWE Network, and don't miss out when Royal Rumble returns to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania this January. So there you go. That's what we got. And then as far as the matches that we have left, let me back up here and I'll give you my predictions from top to bottom and what I picked one more time, just in case you guys missed any of them. Come on, this damn thing. It's just loading, that's all. Alrighty, guys, so what do we got here? SmackDown Tag Team Champions, The Usos versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin, Jimmy J. Uso. I picked The Usos to win this 2 out of 3 falls match and retain the SmackDown Live Tag Team Championships. Then the Raw Tag Team Championships, Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan defending their titles against Sheamus and Cesaro. I predict Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan to retain their titles, their tag team titles. The WWE Universal Championship match, triple threat match, Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, and Kane. I predict Brock Lesnar to retain the Universal Championship because we all know he's going on to face Roman Reigns. Kane is just there to be the fall guy to take the pin, period. That's what Kane's there for. Like I've been saying since December 11th when I went to Raw in Cleveland, I've been saying it. Watch it come true. WWE Championship match, AJ Styles defending his title against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn in a 2-on-1 handicap match for the WWE title. I got AJ Styles in that match retaining the first ever 30 woman over the top rope Royal Rumble matchup. I got Asuka winning. It's nobody else but Asuka. Asuka's got it. And the 2018 30 man over the top rope Royal Rumble match, I got Roman Reigns, winning, which, trust me, it doesn't make me feel good. When I say Cena, I'm a Cena fan, you know, I like that, but Roman Reigns, ugh. So there we go. And don't forget, Stephanie McMahon is joining the commentary team for the Women's Royal Rumble match this Sunday. That made me happy. And also, we got the 2019 Royal Rumble coming to Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm excited for that as well. So, that's what we got, guys. that's the Royal Rumble predictions. Like I said, you guys could leave your, if you're watching this on replay, you can leave your predictions on YouTube, leave your predictions down below in the comment section. And, you know, we'll see who's got the most predictions right. And as far as me, guys, I might be back tomorrow with something, you know, depending on if something happens for a podcast. But Saturday, Bill's thinking of Wrestling World Stories Episode 11. And then at nighttime after TakeOver, of course, I'll be reviewing TakeOver Philadelphia. Then Sunday, Royal Rumble review. And then, of course, Monday, Raw review. Tuesday, SmackDown review. Wednesday, NXT review for the fallout of all these events. So, lots of good stuff coming up, guys. Like I said, it's been busy. The channel's been busy. I'm keeping busy, but I hope you guys are enjoying all the top-notch content that I'm putting out there for all of you. And I think that's about it, guys. You can leave your comments as well to let me know what you think of my predictions. Believe me, does it make me happy to say I think Roman Reigns is gonna... No, not at all. It doesn't make me happy, but... I just got this feeling in my gut. You know, like when... You know, like when you just have a certain feeling or, you know, you have a certain intuition on what can happen. That's just how I feel. Lisa says, good predictions. We will see what happens. Thank you, Lisa. Yeah, I mean, it's a matter of, you know, how it's going to go, what they're going to do, but interesting. It's going to be a long show. You'll have a 2-hour pre-show and a 4-hour main card, so basically 6 hours of Royal Rumble. And like I announced all this stuff, with the Royal Rumble, where the 2019 Royal Rumble is going to be. And what else do I got? Hold on here. I want to do one more quick thing. Let me do a quick recap on the Vince McMahon XFL announcement from earlier today before I get off of here. Let's end it with this. And I'll do more reporting on this as more news comes out. But this is obviously a really big thing. So, let's try this here. Let's go through this. The XFL... Vince McMahon will relaunch the XFL in 2020. They want fan input on how the game should be played, if they want a halftime, etc. There will be lots of innovations. The XFL will have 8 teams and a 40-man roster for each team. There will be a 10-game season. There will be 2 semifinals before a final game. There will be no crossover with the WWE at all. They don't want any politics. Players will be expected to stand for the national anthem like it should be. Thank you very much. That's one thing Vince does have right. Vince said that the XFL will not impact his duties with the WWE. Vince does not plan to be a public figure for the league, and they will hire executives. This may be public appearance, even discussing the league. Vince said the timing of the XFL coming back has nothing to do with the NFL kneeling controversy. Vince is doing this under a new company because the $100 million investment is too rich for the WWE, which his new company is called Alpha Entertainment LLC. Regarding concussions and CTE, Vince said they will keep players safe and have a safe environment. They will speak to medical experts for their advice. Vince was asked if President Trump would support the league, and Vince says that he does not know. The league will have nothing to do with politics or social issues. No cities have been decided to host teams, and every city is on their radar. Vince does not feel that the market is oversaturated and that there is demand there are currently no TV partners. Vince was asked again about players speaking out on social issues, and Vince said that they will have rules that players will be expected to follow. They can speak on their issues elsewhere, like social media. Vince hinted that they would be looking at NFL cities because he wants the game played in a stadium. Vince said they would look at baseball stadiums as well. Also, he says 3 hours can be too long for a game, so they might eliminate halftime. He wants games to run about 2 hours. The ESPN XFL documentary had no bearing on him bringing the league back, as he wanted to do it for years. Vince considered a different name for the league, but likes how XFL sounds, and there was equity in the name. When asked if they would look at social media and broadcasting internationally, Vince said that all options were available to them, which wasn't available to them before. By simplifying the rules, it makes the brand more global friendly. He does not know if they will allow nicknames on jerseys like "He Hate Me," but it is amazing that people remember it. They're going to listen to what the fans want. When asked again about the national anthem, Vince said that it is a time-honored tradition anywhere to stand. He'll be expected to do just that. They don't know which cities they will play in yet, and they plan to have new names, although they might have some old names. The teams will likely all have new names, but they are not restrained from bringing old team names and concepts back if the ideas are pitched. Vince asked if Johnny Football, Tim Tebow, or Colin Kaepernick could be signed. Vince said the quality of the human being is just as important as the quality of the player, and he does not want anyone with any personality associated with the league. If you have a DUI, you will not play in the XFL. If Tebow wants to play, he could very well play. When asked again about Kaepernick, Vince said that anyone who plays the game well and meets the criteria on the quality of the human being, then why not? They would be expected to comply by the rules, and they will know them before they sign on. Anyone that signs on will abide by those rules. When asked if there would be any wrestling commentators used for the league, Vince once again reiterated that there will be no crossover whatsoever to the WWE. Vince finished by saying he is going to hire professionals to handle things, and he will take a back seat. He added that he did not get Linda McMahon's opinion on his decision. Vince said there will be a lot of differences between the NFL and the XFL, with the biggest being that they will listen to what the fans want, and they will do everything possible to do what they want. So there you go. When I get more news on the XFL, I'll bring it to you, but the XFL is back, and let's hope they listen to the fans, because at least with their wrestling, they don't. Maybe with the XFL, they will. I can't stand Roman, but Vince loves this dude, I know. At least this is Vince failed once with the XFL. Maybe he will fail again. We shall see. We shall see what's in the future for Mr. Vince McMahon. But anyway, guys, I appreciate all of you coming in to join me for Royal Rumble preview and predictions. I'm going to get out of here for the night. Lisa says I'm not into this XFL shit. I think I'm going to try to watch it because I love football. I love sports. But hey, if you're not into it, you're not into it. It's all good. It's cool. But I think I'm going to give it a shot. But anyway, guys, I will hope you guys enjoyed it. Let me know what you thought of my predictions. Leave your predictions in the comments. Leave those likes. Hit that subscribe button. All that good stuff. Word of mouth is key. Word of mouth is the best. Whoever subscribed, tell your friends about the channel, so on and so on. And whoever just subscribed, share everything all over the internet, do all that good stuff. Word of mouth is the best. We're going to make this channel the biggest and best, because This is the best wrestling news source on the internet today, Beyond the Ring with Big T. So thank you very much for tuning in, guys. Enjoy the Royal Rumble on Sunday night. Lisa says, not Vince's shit. I'm not into this XFL shit, not Vince's shit. Thank you, Lisa, again for tuning in. And hope you guys enjoy the Royal Rumble on Sunday. I'm going to try to do the same, but I'll be back with the reviews and everything that you need for TakeOver Philly, for Royal Rumble, all that good stuff. I'll be here. So you guys have a great night. This has been episode number 87 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast. Lisa says small is always better. There you go. Episode number 87 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast for Thursday, January 25th, 2018. Thank you very much for tuning in. Enjoy the Royal Rumble on Sunday. And you guys take care. I love you all. I'm your host, Big T, here with you. And always remember that I will see you at the matches. Take care. I love you all. Enjoy the Royal Rumble on Sunday. And good night, everybody.